This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton. I'm joined once again by Neil Jones and Neil Atkinson to pick the bones out of Jürgen's latest missives at his press conference, which was held earlier this morning. Very early, actually. I nearly missed it, to be honest. But, I mean, how do you think they decide? Who decides what time it is? Because it's like sometimes it's. But what I'm asking is, do they do it to piss journalists off? Like 1 week, it's like 9:30. Next week, 1:00. I mean, how are you going to get your gym runs in?
No, they don't. I think they do it around, it's before training, obviously, isn't it? You know, that's when the manager's in. So they tailor the training times usually around the game or what time they're travelling. So I'm guessing that they're sort of getting a couple of days' worth of morning training in, and then they're going to travel tomorrow afternoon up to Newcastle tomorrow lunchtime. But it doesn't piss me off. It's the best time to do it.
Is that your ideal? Get up, get out, get done.
Get up, get out. Yeah, I'd probably gone for 10 o'clock just because I can do the 9 o'clock leave and miss Switch Island out. just in future, if you can, just give us that sort of miss that rush hour.
So what's your optimum press conference time? You could pick any time of day.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m, yeah. Got the whole day then, haven't you, to do it. The worst ones are the sort of, you know, 3, something like that, when you've got the afternoon where you've sort of got a morning build up and then you've got a sort of a bit of a rush, especially if you know, in the past when you're working for someone paper wise, deadline wise, you want to have it out the way, really.
For the second week in a row, in fact, the press conference, there's very little talk about the actual game again, because once again, Liverpool are in the news for other reasons this week. It opened quite predictably with questions about the speculation around Mo Salah. I mean, obviously, everyone's aware of that. Just to give some context, so he was loosely linked a couple of weeks ago when Abbas came out and went, no, Liverpool, no problem. We wouldn't have signed on. But it's one that just seems to be rumbling on. I mean, the manager was quite equivocal about they hadn't heard any stories, and no. You know, I believe the exact phrase he used was he was 100%, Mo was 100% committed.
Yeah.
And even in the gap since between the press conference and recording this, there's even more speculation. I mean, I was...
Is that?
Yeah, yeah. Christian Falk's just said there was a meeting between Abbas and Al Ittihad last night. And normally it's quite easy to ignore, but when some journalists of substance, shall we say,
yeah,
are giving credence to it, it's quite worrying despite the manager's reassurances.